Good people. I can't lie to you. Monday Night Football was a bit of a blur. The doubleheader. We had the Dolphins getting their tail whipped by the Titans. Had a thriller from the Lions and the Seahawks. A little back and forth. A little running back and forth through the dome. Airing it out. Having a good time. And I'm just excited on a Taco Tuesday, on a Tequila Tuesday. C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. And for the happy hour, Tina in the wild, pulling up. It's been a while, Tina.
It's been a minute. It's
been too long.
Tacos, tequila, yeah. Tina, they just all go together.
It all goes together, and that's why we had to make sure we got you back here. And just like how my wife left me for the weekend to go kick it with the family in Minnesota and left me to my own devices, and here I am. I went through two bottles of champagne while she was gone.
Whoa, why champagne?
It's all... I was too lazy to go to the store.
That is a
that was what I
interesting
had
interesting choice.
That was what I had on hand. It was on the tap. It was on the, what's on the tap today? It's champagne. Oh, I couldn't say, "Hey, Ashley, when you go to the store."
You had nothing else?
No, I didn't. I had like maybe a bottle of wine. I knew she wouldn't be mad at me if I downed a champagne bottle versus a bottle of wine.
That just threw me off.
That wine might be specific for a certain dinner we have planned at home or something, or it might be like a wine bottle she likes. Champagne, easily replaceable.
Yes.
And readily accessible. It's right there in the fridge. It's cool. I was watching a little football and love that
popping
sound.
Bottles.
Love that sound. Especially as a Chiefs fan, we're used to shopping, popping champagne bottles while watching some football games. You wouldn't get that Ravens fan, and it's been a while for you Steelers fan. So, Tina, as you pull up here on a Tuesday, we are talking Miami Dolphins. We are talking about if the Dolphins have a quarterback problem or a coach problem, and I say it's a quarterback problem with Mike McDaniel. But before we can get into the crevices of what happened on Monday Night Football, we have to get to the crux of the issue. Just like my wife left me this weekend to go kick it, Tina, you left this show stranded on Friday. You left us stranded and you gave us no reason why. What was your excuse for leaving us on a Friday, leaving the happy hour, leaving the fans who worship you and adore you and love when you pull up on Theoretically Speaking? Why were you gone over the weekend it was an unexcused absence from Theoretically Speaking?
No call, no show.
I do appreciate y'all weren't nosy at all or like didn't even like pick at me of like, I was just like, hey, I'm not on the show Friday. Like, okay.
Is that our fault?
All right,
that's
yeah.
what it is. Yeah.
We're like, supposed to second guess you every time you tell us you can't come?
I was trying to reach out to Tina like every hour on the hour
and I
resisted the urge to care what Tina was doing this weekend.
That's such a lie.
So other people in the office did prod you when you said you couldn't be here on a Friday.
Yes, there were some people like, you're not going to be here? That's weird. Because that is not like me. I'm in the office every day. Usually,
you,
like, there's
hold
a.
On, hold on. If, pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. C-Cat, we've been 2 hours here on ESPN 106.3 for what? 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. 4 weeks now?
Yeah.
You've missed like two of those weeks.
Okay. If I. Yes. And I've had trips and everything planned. Like, that's just. It just happened like
not
that.
Like me.
It just. It isn't, though, like me. Like, if I don't tell you, like, why I'm not here, like, that's unusual. Like, I communicate.
Transparent.
Oh, I'm out of town. Oh, I've got a hair appointment. Oh, I've got this going on.
By the way, a hair appointment is not grounds to miss work.
You don't understand when us ladies have to get our hair done. Like, sometimes you can't get done on the weekend. And my hair takes like 5 hours.
Wow.
So it's like I sometimes have to take a day off. I use one of my personal days, AK days, to get my hair done.
That is
which that'll be happening on October 23rd, by the way.
So it's not like me to miss days.
I'm hoping to make it in time for the show, but I might not.
It's not like me to miss days of the show, but yet again here in October, we're doing it again.
Yes.
Back to the drawing board.
So this past Friday, yes, I didn't really tell anyone what I was doing because I had to keep it a secret. And I've been keeping it a secret for probably 6 months. Maybe more.
Wow, that's a long time to hold a secret.
It's been a long time.
Especially for you. You're talking.
Yes, yes. And this weekend, I got to be a part of such a special moment for one of my best friends and one of our teammates here at ESPN West Palm. Courtney Rukoff, you've probably heard her mention a handful of times on this show, previous shows. She is from Wisconsin. Mm. And her boyfriend, now fiance,
woo,
reached out to me 6 or so months ago and was like, hey, we're going to Wisconsin. We have a wedding to go to, a baby shower to go to, and I'm going to propose to Courtney. And I actually can check off now on my bucket list that I'm a matchmaker because I actually set them up over 2.5, 3 years ago. And so he was like, you have to be there for this moment. Mm. So I flew to Wisconsin Friday, and I actually was supposed to leave. I had to rebook my flight because of these storms, and so I ended up getting out there later. I was only in Wisconsin for 30 hours. I left Friday later in the evening. I got there late Friday night and left early in the morning on Sunday.
A little day trip, quickie.
Yes, very quick. But I got to witness my best friend and our teammate here get proposed to, and it was magical and amazing, and she was very surprised. And what was so awesome was her now fiance planned all these surprises for her, planned for me to be there. He planned after the proposal, we went to this brewery. She thought she was going to dinner with her grandmas, and at the brewery was the rest of her friends and family. So he planned all these surprises for her, but then her sister and parents planned a surprise for him where they reached out to his best friend and like former roommate of like, hey, Braxton, all these surprises and has made all these plans. We want to surprise him now by you coming out here.
Uno reverse.
So it was really cool because me and his friend flew out there, I got to surprise her. He got to surprise him. And it was all around a great weekend. I got to, you know, see a little bit of Madison, Wisconsin, go out in the town of UW-Madison.
Jump around a little bit.
Yes. And it was overall just amazing time. It was so fast, but it was great. So that's where I was on Friday.
Did I wait too long to hit that?
Yeah.
It should have been underneath it the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll cut it.
Maybe you should
CK, you're the producer. You're supposed to punch that button earlier.
You know, Celebrate Good Times, come on. That doesn't feel like a proposal song. That feels like a rehearsal dinner song.
You need to play the song, I Think I Want to Marry You by Bruno Mars. Like, that's the perfect song.
Mm.
Okay, how about this song?
Well, yeah, that song you can always just jam to.
We'll put that song on right here to jam to a little bit. But while we do that, I'll tell you something that's pretty cool. Nothing is as cool as being at a proposal, and nothing's as cool as being a matchmaker.
I know.
Hitch yourself, Tina. But what is cool is my house at all times, thanks to EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. That's the website to go to. EDSisYes.com. And they are your trusted AC experts in Palm Beach County. You need not go anywhere else because they might not take care of you to the level that EDS does. And I say that because I'm one of many who are a customer of EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They have a 4.8-star Google rating with over 760 reviews. So a lot of happy customers, a lot of happy campers. But then also they've been doing it, keeping you cool since 2006. That's a long time. That is an extremely long time. I mean, there's players catching touchdowns in college football that weren't even born. That weren't even born as long as EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing has been keeping you cool. They got 24/7 support. EDSisYes.com. Schedule an appointment right around your schedule because their service is timely, and you can book it online at EDSisYes.com for all of your AC and plumbing needs. Tap in with EDS. They're keeping you cool. Later on, we're going to give you that coolest moment of the week, which it's going to come from actually a nice family moment that was shared on the basketball court recently. So that's going to be a fun one to get to. But Tina, it was nice to at least hear that you had, though it was an unexcused absence, in hindsight, because it was all about love and proposals and flowers and fun and surprises, we'll forgive it.
Thank you.
It's forgiven.
Thank you.
C-Cat, do you forgive as well as the, what do you, yesterday he said he was like the head coach of the show or backup quarterback?
You called me the quarterback, and I thought it was a little emasculating on your end. I think the host should be the quarterback of the show.
Okay.
So, and then you denied being the head coach.
You're not the head coach.
I could tell you to get off the field
right,
and control who's
so
in
then
your seat.
Shouldn't I be the head coach of the show, and you can be the quarterback then? I'm calling the plays. I built the scheme. I'm the Mike McDaniel. You're the Tua.
I think I'm the super fan.
No.
I'm not responsible if things go wrong.
You are,
I get to talk
though
about it.
No,
yeah.
I actually would say I think C-Cat would be the head coach as the producer.
What?
Because
he
knows all the info, and like he has to make sure that you are prepared for everything, and you're the quarterback.
No, there's I can't. Yeah. No.
And keep it up. You're playing for your job. It's a contract year.
Hold on, stop.
Like, C-Cat has to make sure.
He shouldn't have the power. If he's the head coach, he has the power to, like, just pull somebody else in and you know, place me out of my spot.
Like, he has the power right now. Like, he could turn off our mics and not turn them back
that's
on.
True. I've been fielding phone calls, by the way, just kind of people that kind of want your spot. So keep it up.
I don't think he should have that power.
Insubordination, check. That's you.
I'm not going to be. Also, how often is the head coach actually younger than the starting quarterback? Barely ever.
Listen.
Rarely.
These are just
I feel like that's a violation, bringing in age when it comes to my job.
It's not a violation.
Keep going, buddy. At this pace, next break, you're not going to be in that spot. Just saying.
I don't get how this happens. I don't want to be. You know what? We'll suss out the details of that later. I will say that head coach or quarterback or whatever the hell is going on at Miami Dolphins, something's got to change and something's got to shift soon. They lost last night 31-12 to the Titans, who looked like one of the worst teams in the league, even with their starting quarterback, Will Levis. The Titans brought in a backup, and they backhanded the Dolphins on the road on primetime television 31-12. Mike McDaniel not having an answer for when Tua Tagovailoa is not on the field is inexcusable at this point in his career. It's year three for Mike McDaniel over these Miami Dolphins. It is game three of this season having to have another quarterback take snaps for them. If he couldn't figure it out by now, I'm not sure if he does figure it out. The problem is the Dolphins have already extended him and Tua this offseason, but they have more questions than answers around the future of those two guys if they can be successful for the Miami Dolphins, and I don't think they have much of a choice. Some people are calling out the roster construction. There's other people who say, oh, Teron Armstead was out. Raheem Mostert was out. They weren't at full strength. They didn't look competent. That's a failure on behalf of the head coach. That's the failure on the behalf of a guy like a C-Cat who claims he's the head coach of something. But if you're the head coach, of theoretically speaking, then I got to be like the GM. I got to be the owner. I could be the owner. I'll be the owner.
Okay.
I'm the owner.
You could do that.
Yeah.
So I have a question. I'm not following the Dolphins.
Tina, you're the GM. Keep going.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm not following the Dolphins and all this. So there hasn't been like anything said though about Tua. Like he's just on IR.
He's on IR, so he's not eligible to return until two more games pass. Adam Schefter has reported that Tua has not heard anything from the doctors that say he can't play. He's been visiting neurologists. He's been symptom-free. Oh. So once he clears IR...
Shut up, C-Cat.
Once he clears IR, he'll be able to play football again, and he likely will play again this year.
And Mike McDaniel, though, isn't saying anything about this. Did you just say that?
Mike McDaniel keeps on saying, I'm checking on Tua as a man, as a person. I'm seeing if he's okay, if he's fine. So they're kind of avoiding answering returning questions.
Do you think they're just not agreeing? Like, do you think Mike McDaniel, doesn't want him to come back for his own health reasons?
I think Mike McDaniel is begging and pleading behind closed doors for this dude to come back.
I didn't know if, it was just them, not agreeing, where it's, either Mike McDaniel's like, I don't think this is best for you, or again, Tua's like, I don't want to do this, no. But Mike, I don't know.
Mike McDaniel.
And that's why things aren't being said.
So when all of this first happened, I was like, Tua Tagovailoa needs to sit for the sanctity and the safety of his own family. Mm-hmm. He needs to sit to protect himself. He might need to play to protect his buddy and head coach and Mike McDaniel, because without him, the dude looks just, it has been a college, a high school level of competition out of them going up against mediocre football teams too. Not even the best of the best. The Titans were winless until they came into Hard Rock Stadium and had their way.
So Tua's going to be okay.
Tua better be okay. Or Mike McDaniel won't.
I think Tua will be okay right now.
Yeah.
But it's the decision of the future.
What are you trying? Are you smirking
he's,
over
he's
there,
He's smirking
CK?
Because
yeah,
he's like,
smirking.
He's,
the
no,
end
he
of the world. And we were giving Tua a funeral 2 weeks ago after he got hurt in a football play with a head injury.
Yeah.
That's not the craziest thing in the world.
His fourth concussion.
I told you he was going to be okay. And looks like he's on track to play in a couple of weeks.
What? You're not proving anything, though, because are you confident that he's not going to be laid out again on the field with his hands twitching?
He's probably going to get hit again.
And why would I sign up for that? Why would I sign up to be hit again? And
if
then
that's what he wants, go come on.
You sound like non-football people. Football people want to play football.
Yeah.
And he's going to want to play football. That's why he would sign up for that.
I'm fine with him signing up for that, but might I remind you what was happening before he was laid out on the field in the fencing position again? He was getting his ass handed to him by the Buffalo Bills anyway. Healthy or not, the Dolphins aren't competing this year. So, yeah, go risk your life. Go risk your health. It ain't my life. It's not my family. I hope he does do well. I hope he doesn't get injured or laid out on the field again. But what I won't do, C-Cat or Tina, is I'm not going to feel bad for the dude again if it does happen. If he keeps putting himself in risk way to what? Go out there and win 8 games for the Dolphins? Have at it. It's your choice. See, and I think he will get back out there and play football this year.
Yeah, you're not a competitor like he is. You're not a competitor like all these quarterbacks, all these football players are. Just because things don't look too great and things look pretty grim for the Dolphins season, he's one person on that team that has the power to change that by playing better.
Obviously not. Well, he was bad when they didn't look good when he played.
Just because it didn't go well his first couple of times doesn't mean he can reverse the course and get the wind in the sails and play better football.
Yeah, go play better football, Tua. Because when he tried to play better football, look what happened. He fought for extra yards and banged his head against DeMar Hamlin and was laid out again. So, yeah, go play better football. Play outside of your own capabilities. And, again, I'm not saying it's destined to happen, but we just watch it play out. We had the conversation in 2022. This is the reason why Tina and I came on here and were so vehemently against him stepping back on the football field right after it happened, because we've done this before. We did the song and dance. And then people like you were pounding your chest. Look at him. He's back out there. He's playing football games. He's good. I mean, there's guys that literally, like I said, have off themselves so that people can study their brains because of the issues they were having for repeated concussions and then CTE. Guess who else kept getting cleared to go back out there and play football? Those dudes.
And what year was that? It was not 2022, 2023, 2024, when we have increased technology where these players would not be allowed on the field if they couldn't play the game.
Nobody is saying that you can't play the game, but again, these same neurologists that are going to clear him will also tell you in a second breath, yes, more concussions beget more concussions. You're more susceptible the more brain injuries you have. They compound. They don't get decreased.
But with those tragedies in the NFL in their past, the NFL can right now say, okay, we didn't know back then. We wouldn't have cleared these players if they were doing that level of damage to their bodies where their life was at stake. We wouldn't have let them play it. Now the NFL doesn't have that excuse. So if Tua plays football, that means the NFL is okay with the risk that's at hand for Tua.
The NFL don't give a damn about player safety.
They have no choice but to now.
Do they have no choice but to? Because the NFL is saying independent doctors, y'all handle it. Y'all decide whether or not. And doctors, we heard, I forget who it was specifically who talked about this. I wish I can credit him for it. But doctors will tell you, because they can't tell you without a doubt, 100% chance if you get back out there, you're going to get yourself injured. They're going to leave a lot of gray area in their answers when they're clearing you or not. So the doctors are saying, hey, it's up to you. It's up to the risk level that you're capable of taking on with any injury, including concussions. So sure, I am not on the fence of, hey, Tua should retire. He should never play football again. I say go ahead and do it, but I don't know what the hell he's doing it for, because the Dolphins don't look competitive. If his goal is to win a Super Bowl with that team, I don't see them getting anywhere close to that, not just this year, but next year when he and Tyreek Hill get more expensive and a year older and the rest of the league is getting better while they're not able to do so because they're paying so many dudes on the field who can't score more than 12 points at home against the Titans. Like, that team is decrepit right now. Tua's a part of that. Even when he was playing, they looked non-competitive against a Bills team and even a Jaguars team. It's not good.
I guess it's not good, but you know what is good? Working out at F45.
Yes, it is. On a more happier note, F45, that place makes me so happy. And when I got back from my 30-hour trip from Wisconsin, the first place I went Monday morning was F45 Palm Beach Gardens. Great group of people. You walk in and out in 45 minutes. You break a sweat. You feeling good. They are motivating. They got trainers there to help you out if you need any modifications. F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. Check out their Instagram pages to see any specials that they've got going on. Classes in the morning, in the later evening. Works out for your schedule. F45training.com to find a location near you.
Thank you for that, Tina. And also, if you did listen to me yesterday and you put in a lineup on Prize Picks, and you went with more on receiving yards for Jameson Williams, you were happy. You were excited about that because Jameson Williams had the big bomb play. Now, C-Cat, you were mad at me because I told you to bench Jameson Williams for Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
In fantasy football.
I won the game, so all's forgiven. Okay. But do give better advice next time. That's what I would say to you. If I come to you hat in hand asking Theo Dorsey, you talk on the radio about sports. Yeah. You've got a show named after you. You must know more than me.
Yeah.
Please give me advice with my fantasy team. I thought you'd give better advice.
What did I say? I said Jameson Williams can get it all in one play. He can get the 60 yards he needed in one play, and he did just that. Two catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown. So he delivered on two targets. But you don't want to start guys in redraft leagues and in fantasy football. You don't want to start guys that get two targets. That's a big risk.
It is.
So the good thing about that is you don't have to worry about how many targets a guy gets if you believe in his player props. And if you go to a place like Prize Picks, where it's the number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. And all you have to do on Prize Picks is pick more or less on 2 to 6 different stat projections for players. And that's how you watch the winnings roll in. If you were like me and you put more on Jameson Williams player prop for, it was right around like 49 yards last night. He cleared that easily and he only needed one catch to do so. He's not the only one that was able to easily clear a player prop last night. David Montgomery, remember that big one catch, 40-yard play he had?
He trucked that dude. He hurt that dude.
He hurt him. He literally, that was big boy football. David Montgomery, his player prop for receiving yards was 13. It was 13. If you hit more on David Montgomery, you were eating with that as well. When you have a shootout game like Lions Seahawks, you want to hit a lot more of the mores on player props. When you think it's going to be a dud, two teams that really can't move the sticks, really can't create any kind of compelling offense. I never thought the Dolphins would be in that competition. But yeah, you're going to hit less on a lot of those. And that's as easy as it gets. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform that also has an injury insurance policy. So if your lineups stay in play, even if one of your players get injured, and if your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your picks alive for the rest of your lineups. I had that happen to me as well last night. I had a player prop on Raheem Mostert. And he got called out. I put it in early week. I thought in his return, he'd be able to get some action going. He got ruled out. That lineup that I entered still had a chance to win. That's why I love Prize Picks. You should join in on the fun as well. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code THEOD. The code is THEOD, my name. And you get $50 instantly when you play $5. Again, that code on Prize Picks is THEOD. $50, no matter if your $5 lineup wins or loses, you're going to get more bites at the apple. You don't even have to win. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. We need to assess some work. We need to put some letter grades on some, let's call them assignments that we gave out throughout the week. It's midday midterms on the other side here on the Happy Hour. That's Tina, that's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
C-Cat thinks his apartment is haunted.
Knows, actually.
C-Cat knows. His apartment is haunted by a ghost?
Who's to say?
Or some kind of spirit? Is it evil? Is it good? Are they helping you out? Are they like refilling your coffee maker?
Depends on what you believe in. But there is an ulterior entity in the cat residence. And more proof was given to me last night and this morning.
Okay, we'll have to dig in on that. We'll have to dig in on that because I don't think you can say that with absolute certainty, but maybe if you're kind of like the NFL refs, like you said, you don't need the evidence you need just needs to be 51% in the favorable direction to make a call on it instead of clear and conclusive. All right. Before we get to that, though, I do want to start on a good note just to cleanse the palate a little bit. And how about we do a wholesome moment from Media Day out in L.A. and that is going to be our EDS air conditioning and plumbing coolest moment of the week.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS air conditioning and plumbing. EDS is yes.
And it comes from LeBron James and his son Bronny, who are not just related, but they're also teammates. And here's a little back and forth. I wasn't done setting it up.
It's okay.
Yeah, our chemistry's off, man.
I heard back and forth, and I thought, let's start it.
Okay, well, let's do it again. Here's a little back and forth.
Wait, so you...
I just stopped it. Here's Bron and Bronny.
I looked at the film, and he did step out of bounds, but I'm not going to go there.
No, you can go there.
I'm not going to go there right now.
That's a big part of it.
But
what do you mean you're not going to go there right now? You just went there.
I mean, I definitely did. But
I stepped out of bounds?
He stepped out of bounds.
They don't even have that camera angle of the baseline like that.
All I know is I got to stop.
Tell him about the stop I got on you when you dribbled out of bounds, though.
Now, that was a foul, too. He slapped my whole arm. And we... See,
did they call it?
No.
Did the ref call it?
I mean, I'm not going to get that call right now. I'm not going to get that call right now. I'm playing against
a rookie guy.
Exactly.
They sound alike.
Oh, I know.
They sound like, were there parts in there, Tina, C-Cat, where you're like, which one is Bron and which one is Bronny? If you're not seeing the video, obviously.
Yeah, Bronny started it off, and then you kind of realized it was...
Did he really?
I didn't know.
I thought
initially.
It was LeBron at first.
I thought it was LeBron. I think I had them mixed up the whole time then.
Yeah, it was weird. It was very strange listening to that on radio versus watching the video. It is very strange to figure out which is which, and that's why it is our EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing Coolest Moment of the Week, EDSisYes.com. That is going to be a compelling storyline all throughout the year, something that people are going to keep their eyes glued to. Bron already said he can't call me dad or pops on court. I think he said he's got to call me Bron or 23 or GOAT or something like that.
Ew. That'd be really weird. Hey.
Yeah, GOAT would
be
weird.
I was open, GOAT.
GOAT would be weird.
Come on, GOAT. Stay hot. No, I wouldn't want that at all.
It would be entertaining for the mic'd up stuff.
That just makes me feel weird.
That would make me cringe.
Yes.
He said GOAT.
What's more cringe, if he called him GOAT or if he called him dad on court?
I like dad.
If his voice is deep enough, in which his voice sounds deep enough,
very deep.
I think he can get away with it, but one or two octaves higher and...
Dad!
My dad!
Dad! Dad, give me the ball, dad!
Oh, that's
swing it over here, dad! And you know, he is like 19 or so, so his voice probably still cracks here and there.
Yeah. I was very cynical coming into like this whole Lakers-Bronny situation, and I'm turning the corner on it. That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That's what I've been telling y'all the whole time, though. Why does everybody have such a problem with the dude wanting his son to come play with him? Like, there's a bunch of spots on that roster. They ain't going to compete for a championship anyways. Let his son come, and they're going to have a whole, you know, so they're going on tour together. Now, it sucks for Bronny because his first couple of years in the league, when he's trying to hit those road game, road trips and kick it and maybe enjoy the fruits of his labor, he's going to have his dad.
Got him on
his shoulder.
Got him on curfew.
Oh, my God. He's not going to enjoy the road.
We got a game tomorrow. It's a matinee. You got to be in your room 9:30.
And he's not even going to be playing minutes in some of these games. He's like,
exactly.
Bro, like I got some motion out here. I got some motion in Memphis, baby.
Seeing the smile on LeBron's face in every single picture or video that was taken from yesterday's Lakers media day, couldn't help but feel good for the guy.
Yeah. It's a good time. It's a good time. He deserves it. If anybody in the league current day deserves that kind of treatment to have your son on your team, it's a guy like LeBron James who's done so much for the league. And he also already won a chip for the Lakers. C-Cat, you said you were cynical early on. You think there's something sinister happening in your apartment.
Yeah, I know there is sinister going on in my apartment.
Stop saying you know. You don't know.
There's a history. So, talked about it on the air before, and I'll open up again for you and for the show.
You're so vulnerable.
So, I got a great deal on this apartment / townhouse. It was maybe 20%. 25% lower than all the other apartments.
Good
the
deal.
Same amount of bedrooms, same amount of bathrooms. It has two floors. And it had brand new floors. So that was nice. Never had an apartment that was all new floors. And I got dogs. So carpets are really a no-go. Well, carpet means it's the hair sticks there.
Yeah.
It gets dirty and it stays there.
You
hardwood floors or tile floors, they're good for dogs.
Yeah, I wouldn't get it. Screw you dog owners and pet owners, people. You think you're better than me?
So, wow. This apartment falls in our lap. We got it like a week before our previous lease was going to end. So, we were looking for a place. Fortunately, or unfortunately, we got this apartment. After we signed the lease, just out of curiosity, day before we move in, I look up my address on Google. Hit the news tab on Google.
Oh.
February. About 4 or 5 months before I moved in. One dead, two injured, shooting at my address.
Oh.
Not the actual apartment number, so maybe it wasn't my actual townhouse / apartment.
So you don't, they didn't include the apartment number in it, but they kept that part ambiguous, so it could be yours, could be somebody else's unit.
Yes, and like they shouldn't. No one would put the apartment number in the news article.
I would.
But I know for a fact that it was in my complex.
How many apartments are attached to your address?
Four.
So it's one out of four chance. It's a quarter of, or I guess not a quarter. I was going to say a coin flip, a quarter of a chance.
Yeah, two coin flips back to back.
Two, the same chances of you landing heads back to back on a coin flip or tails.
That's true. That their murders went down, the murder and injuries.
Yeah, well, singular happened. Murder, by the way, because you told me it was three people killed this morning and we found out the facts.
I found out the facts. It was one killed, two injured.
Okay.
So fast forward to today. Always
He's
felt something
so dramatic,
was wrong,
by the way.
In his apartment. Just felt something was off. Some whispers here and there. I'm home alone. Who else would be talking in this room except for me?
that would be more weird if you were talking by yourself home alone, but keep going.
The definitive proof was we decorated for Halloween over the weekend. Today, as you know it, or maybe you didn't know, it's October 1st. Spooky season has arrived. And I felt something off when I walked down the stairs. I hang a left, look right in the middle of my living room. A witch's hat on the floor.
Whoa, hold on. Stop. There was a witch's hat in your house? You arose and saw a witch's hat?
Yes.
A witch hat?
Maybe, yeah. A witchcraft, wizardry? I don't know whose
it
was.
You definitely have a ghost then.
The thing was...
You have, if a witch hat, yeah, there's a ghost. Get the hat. Did you move out like instantly?
No, I didn't. I'm still here. I can't afford another apartment, so I'm not locked into this place.
Well, yes, you can. You just got to get somebody to murder
somebody. He got a great deal, new floors.
The witch's hat was supposed to be hung up. It was hung when I went to bed the night before.
So wait, hold on. So the witch hat, so there wasn't like a new witch hat in your apartment on the floor. It's a witch hat that you recognize.
I've seen the witch hat before because I hung it up the day prior on the wall.
The Halloween decorations. Theo. It's really cute, actually, that you like hang like hats from your ceiling.
Yeah. Did you ever for a second think that the witch hat fell?
If the knot was broken, that could be a possibility. Maybe, you know, I only did 2 years of Cub Scouts, never did Boy Scouts. Maybe my knot was not tight enough.
Probably saved yourself from stuff there.
But the knot was still tied. So, the only way for this witch's hat to end up on the floor overnight was a ghost, ghoul, or goblin removing it, pushing it off of the nail onto the floor to send me a message that they're still here. The soul of the person that died in that apartment less than a year ago is still there.
It's spooky season.
I think goblins are visible, though, so it would have to be a ghost or a ghoul. I have to fact check that.
They could be hiding.
Okay, so just a goblin hiding behind a closet door.
Just living amongst us, yes.
Okay.
Weaving in and out.
I just don't think that goblins are like former dead people. It would have to be a ghost. Let's go ghost.
Yeah, ghost. Or ghoul.
Or ghoul. I don't know what a ghoul is. I don't know the difference between a ghost and a ghoul.
So clearly I know more about this topic than you do.
He's really looked
you
into this.
Trust me.
Here's the thing. What was the doohickey on the hat that you strung the
fishing line.
Fishing line to?
Tied a tight knot around the tip of the witch hat and then another knot over top.
It could slip.
The knot did not break.
The knot would stay intact if the pointy top of a witch hat was tied into a knot and it was only being hung onto by the tippy point of the witch hat, it could slip. Was the hat in the same place? Was it literally right directly under the fish line?
Give or take a couple inches.
It could easily, like, fishing line is, like, hard to make a knot. Like, you have to, like, it could easily be undone.
It's even harder to undo a knot that was done. And I tied the knot. It was a secure knot. You can trust me, the knot was good.
Trust the guy that says he definitively knows a ghost is in his apartment because there's a double coin flip chance that the apartment that he lives in now had a murder in it. I just can't. But you know what I can do? My wife's birthday's coming up. Maybe I can go somewhere to get her something nice. What are some places nice that maybe I can pull up to and get a gift?
Anywhere at the Gardens Mall.
There we go.
Anywhere at the Gardens Mall. But CCAP brought up spooky season. And starting October 12th, get into the Halloween spirit at the Gardens Mall to witness all the Halloween magic, which you can still take your wife Ashley to go shopping and see all the Halloween decor. Batty Manor opens up in the Grand Court. Gather around the not-so-spooky, so there's no ghosts there, CCAT Cottage. And don't forget to wear your costume to make the most of the interactive photo op. Halloween Stilts Walkers will visit the Batty Manor for 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the weekends. The Gardens Mall, you can encounter a blend of luxury brands, trends, amenities, mixed with full-service restaurants, quick bites, and interactive experiences at the Gardens Mall, located just 1 mile east of I-95 on PGA Boulevard. The blend of award-winning architecture, fine art, and natural landscaping with popular amenities, signature events, and innovative retail mix makes the Gardens Mall the premier shopping destination in Palm Beach County.
You know what is spooky? Being a quarterback and seeing number 12 from Colorado on the other side. I think I'm angling to have that guy be the Duffy's MVP of the weekend. I'll give you my actual answer on the other side. Plus, it's the crossover. Russo and Rizzo are going to pull up as we exit from the happy hour with Tina. Thank you so much for joining us again, Tina.
You're welcome.
Your friend's here.
And I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, and congrats on being a matchmaker. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I got to get up with Coach Miles Russ at Kaiser. I haven't been out there past week or so. Got to come check a practice out as the defending national champions in the NAIA go out and seek to defend that championship this year. They're looking good so far. In fact, Kaiser University is the home of the champions in so many different arenas. They're also the home of an amazing world-class golf center. If you want to feel like a champion on the links, check out the all-new Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. They have the best facilities in the area, an expansive chipping and putting area. You got practice bunkers, and boy, you know I need it as much time as I find the sands when I'm out there hitting the links. Plus a 2,000-square-foot indoor training facility with hitting bays and cutting-edge technology to help you train like a pro. The Kaiser Golf Center Coaching, or the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, is in the heart of Palm Beach County. It's right off of I-95 and the Turnpike. You want to tap in and get some lessons today? KaiserGolfCenter.com. If you want lessons on golf, you go to Kaiser. If you want lessons on just sunglass apparel,
yeah,
commentary, oh, yeah, you go to Mike Rizzo from, wow, Russo and Rizzo. What's here on ESPN 106.3. If you're on the YouTube stream right now, you can see CCAT has on what I would have comped them to, the blenders that Coach Prime has and rocks. But no. Mike Rizzo, you made a much better comp.
You know I love CCAT.
Yeah.
And I struck a nerve, and if I knew I was going to strike a nerve, I wouldn't have said it. So CCAT walks in today, probably, what, CCAT, 9:45? CCAT walks in around 9:40.
Early day for CCAT.
Maybe 10.
I'll take credit for that.
Yeah, I think 9:45, 10.
Actually, 8:45.
He strolls in, and he's got those shades on. I go, playing left field today, coach? And he took a second. He did like this smirk. It just goes, thought about that all day long, didn't you? And he walked by.
So hold on a second.
And he got upset with me, and he goes, you could tell that struck a nerve.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like a, you know what? I would have never said it. You know, I was joking.
Yeah.
I thought he would laugh.
It was a good joke.
It was. I thought
nice
so.
Nice little stab at
when
him.
When you take risks guy with the apparel and the wardrobe, and you instantly, before, ooh, I can, yeah, even put my bag down, get attacked for it, yeah, it struck a nerve.
I can tell it struck a nerve because his rebuttal didn't even make sense.
Yeah, he was... He goes, think about that one all day, huh?
All weekend. Weekend.
Weekend. Sorry.
Yeah. How would he be thinking about something that he's never seen before all weekend?
I've worn these before.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen you with them.
You're not paying close enough attention. I wear
now you can make fun of me.
Yeah.
Dude, I wear our West Palm shades everywhere.
Yeah, you
our
do.
I wear those things everywhere. Now, Theo, I used to have Ray-Bans. I break everything.
Yeah.
I break everything. So, like, I don't have the luxury of owning designer glasses anymore because I can't fathom spending $300 on a pair every 2 months.
Well, I will say one thing. I don't know how much Bama paid to get this dude in the house, but Ryan Williams, the wide receiver for the Roll Tide, Alabama, if there's one receiver that's better than your guy Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State, I'm not saying he is.
Not taking slander.
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying Ryan Williams is in the conversation. In fact, so much so that he gets my Duffy's MVP of the weekend. If you know anything about Duffy Sports Grill, you know that they are primed to have you locked in for football season. Are you ready for some football? Join us at your favorite Duffy Sports Grill to watch your favorite game with over 80 TVs at every single location. Duffy's also has a full starting lineup, especially for football season. New features just for you, including house-made fried pickles, smoked fish dip, gridiron nachos, crispy fried green beans, and a loaded and barbecue pig skins. 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. That's what you get at Duffy's Sports Grill. Visit Duffy'sMVP.com to learn more. And remember, at Duffy's, our game is always on. If Ryan Williams were to enjoy some Duffy's 2-for-1, they would have to be non-alcoholic because the dude is 17 years old, but he made one of the plays of the, I mean, dare I say, century. That catch from Jalen Milroe and running it in for the score to help Bama go over Georgia. Not only did it help me win my prize pick entry, it is what sealed the deal for Alabama. Ryan Williams, absolutely electric. Reminded me of that Stephon Diggs miracle in Minneapolis. I'll give you a quick thing right here. What did you think of Ryan Williams as a receiver, dude?
Acrobatic.
Yeah.
Acrobatic.
Just straight dog. Straight dog. He's the Duffy's MVP of the weekend, Ryan Williams, and Roll Tide. On the other side, Russo and Rizzo, go in love, go in peace, go enjoy.